Hello, and welcome to Father Luke's Homilies. This homily was preached in the Catholic parish of Brandon and Mildenhall for the sixth Sunday in Eastertide, Year B. I pray that this homily is of some use to you. God bless you. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my own joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. This is my commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. A man can have no greater love than to lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I shall not call you servants anymore because a servant does not know his master's business. I call you friends because I have made known to you everything I have learnt from my Father. You did not choose me. No, I chose you, and I commissioned you to go out and to bear fruit, fruit that will last. And then the Father will give you anything you ask him in my name. What I command you is to love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Love one another as I have loved you. In Stratford-upon-Avon in 2016, a young mother dived in front of a 7.5-ton lorry to push her young daughter to safety as she ran out into the road. The daughter survived, but the mother was killed instantly. This was a split-second decision, yet one that demonstrates the power of love and the willingness of true love to be self-giving, self-sacrificial. The mother would be remembered for this act. Her daughter would grow up not knowing her mother, but knowing that her mother had loved her to the point of giving everything for her, even her life. We may have a problem today when we hear the word love, particularly when we hear it in the scriptures, because people talk about love in very different contexts. Loving chocolate, loving particular TV programs, loving money, loving things, loving people. The same word is used quite casually for many different things. I think sometimes it does us a disservice. This can be a problem because love is central to what being a Christian is about. We need to learn to know what love means then. Christianity is not an ideology. It's not a moral code or even a mere set of beliefs. Christianity is more than simply a religion. Being a Catholic Christian is a personal relationship of love and loyalty to the one who has loved us more than we can possibly imagine. When we read in the first letter of St. John that God is love, and when the gospel today begins by talking of the love that the Father has for Jesus, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you," we may struggle to see what all of this means. The love within the inner relationship in the depths of the Trinity is, of course, beyond our understanding, but it's certainly not a trivial or sentimental love. It is a love that is deep and self-sacrificial, a love that is willing to give completely of itself. Now, John's letter tells us that God the Father's sacrificial love is shown through the activity of the Son. And he showed that generous love for us supremely on the cross. Now, accepting crucifixion was clearly not trivial or sentimental. It was tough. It was brutal. It was bloody. It was a self-giving act of love on the part of Jesus. And the point is that Jesus challenges us to make this the standard of our love too. Remain in my love, he says. That same love that is in Jesus. That same love which is in the heart of the Trinity. That same love demonstrated on the cross we are to remain in. And Jesus calls us to live that same love for others. So what does this love look like? Well, contrary to popular opinion, love is not a feeling. In fact, sometimes it has little to do with feelings. Love, if it is to be real, has to be more than a feeling. Love is an act of the will, a definitive choice for the other, a decision to love, regardless of how I feel or even if I'm loved back. Christian love is the love of God that is poured into our hearts at baptism and proceeds out of us to love others, to put others first, to want what is best for them. Now, to be sure, this is a real challenge to us. Society is constantly telling us that people have to earn respect, and implicit in this is that people have to earn love like they earn everything else. In society, love is not free. It's something that has to be proved, earned. It's a privilege. And yet the Christian message is that we are all loved by God. And we have to love God by loving each other. For loving the neighbor, the friend, the enemy that we can see, we love the God we cannot see. Love one another as I have loved you. Love ultimately is something practiced, something we get better at the more we choose to do it. It's about laying down our lives. That means putting God, then others, before ourselves. And it's in the giving, it's in the dying to self that we become free and we become the people that God has created us to be. Love is life-giving. Some might think that the young mother in Stratford-upon-Avon showed an extraordinary act of love to her daughter. Yet what she did was, in fact, all that Jesus asked of her and asked. She loved as she was loved. She gave of herself so that her daughter may live. To those who are sensitive to the needs of others, life offers every opportunity to practice the commandment to love. And in most cases, it's not about doing big, valiant gestures. Most of us won't have to dive in front of lorries. Often it's a question of giving of ourselves in little ways, giving of our time, our energy, our love. Faithful, unconditional, uncompromising love is truly Christian love and is truly heroic in our transient, emotion-driven age. What is more, if we can learn to show and live this kind of love, then we will become people who have learned to love one another as we have been loved. Brothers and sisters, we are loved. We are chosen. We are called to make a difference in the world, and we do this by love, by drawing close to Jesus, listening to his commands, and putting them into practice. Love one another as I have loved you. Amen. Thank you for listening to my homily podcast. For more information about the Catholic parish of Brandon and Mildenhall, please go to our website, which is stthomas-stjohnparish.com. That's stthomas-stjohnparish.com. If you want to read more articles and stories and theological reflections, please check out my blog at fatherlukegoymore.com. That's fatherlukegoymore.com. Feel free also to follow me on Twitter at FatherLukeG and Instagram at FatherLukeGoymore. Stay safe and God bless you.